Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All losses at this time of year when you're trying to get back in things sting. That one stung, I think, a little bit more yesterday.
Yeah, it did, just because we had so many opportunities. You know, we had guys on the bases with the hitters that we wanted up, and we usually get that done, and we just didn't. You know, and then a couple of plays in the field cost us some runs, and then a walk that scores late to beat you. It was a tough one to swallow last night.
You know, when you look at some of the at bats too, put the ball in play, you might get something out of it. We had a lot of strikeouts yesterday.
Yeah, we struck out in every big situation. You know, sometimes you just want to touch the ball and make a play, and something good will happen, and we just didn't get it done.
Late in the game, too, with both Wilson and Lugo coming in, that's frustrating. They're your guys, but Wilson with the walk, and then Lugo gives up the game winner there.
Yeah. You know, that walks will kill you, and that one ended up hurting us really bad. You know, at that point, we can't let them score again. You know, they have a great closer who gets the job done pretty good, so we had to use our best guys late in the game and had to use them both in the same inning, which is rare, and then they still scored a run. So, you know, it was a tough loss, but hey, we're still in it. There's still a shot, and as long as there's a shot, we know that we can get it done. So we're going to go out there today, play the best game we possibly can, get a win, go back home, and play in front of our great fans.
Marcus Stroman today, the last two starts have been terrific, and probably the last one, maybe his best of all in Colorado.
Yeah, he kept the ball down, tough place to pitch, but executed pitch after pitch. I'm really liking his slider and his cutter. His fastball's been down, but just below the knees, which is something that has made him so successful in the past. So he seems to be clicking on all cylinders, has a lot of confidence. I'm sure he'll go out there and throw a great game for us today.
All right, you're very familiar with the guy on the other side, Trevor Bauer. You had him in Cleveland in that. He is definitely a different individual. What can you tell me about Bauer and his makeup?
You know what? He loves to pitch. And he's a competitor. He's out there to beat you. He wants to embarrass you. So we have our hands full. You know, when he's on, he can be one of the best pitchers in baseball. You know, he was probably on his way to a Cy Young last year when he got hurt. Not as much success this year, but when he's on and has all of these pitches working, he can be as tough as anybody. So we got to go out there, be patient, make sure we hit mistakes, and go from there.
It's interesting. When he came here, he's had a couple of good games, but overall, I don't think he's pitched that well here.
Yeah, he hasn't. I think some pitches up out over the plate. When you don't execute, sometimes you get hit around. So we have to make sure we get him up. Make sure we don't chase pitches, because when he's ahead, he's going for that strikeout, and do damage when he gets the ball up out over the plate.
Good luck today, Mickey. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.